Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. It is May 21st. We are at 6:04. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Another cooler day today. It's really going to be cooler the next few days, but we'll see. Highs in the 70s, it looks like, for Memorial Day weekend. Looking ahead a little bit. So that's exciting if you're grilling out or anything else. I mean, there's some rain in the forecast.
But I don't love the rain in the forecast for the weekend.
They don't know exactly when that's going to hit yet. Even Trent would tell you that. Like, it's Thursday. They don't know what's going on Monday, for sure. Definitively, stays away.
That's fair. You know? I mean, what about Saturday and Sunday?
That's rain. A little closer. Well, I'm wondering about Saturday in particular because my daughter, who's in fifth grade, has Just Run, which is when they run a 5K, and it takes place in Fairport Harbor. It's a great event.
Is it a rain or shine event?
Yeah, they've been training. Yeah. So I've told her. I said, and she's very my. I don't know if other children are like this, but I find this with my mother-in-law, who was older, and I find this with my 11-year-old, who was younger. They both, on both ends of the spectrum, should be meteorologists.
Oh, because they always know the weather?
They always know almost the hourly forecast of what is going to be happening over the next 48 days. And I listen to Trent, and you know, we talk about it over and over, but I don't know if I'm grasping onto exactly what's happening tomorrow afternoon. I asked my 11-year-old. I don't know when this happened. She put a green screen in her room. Daddy, come here. Looking over here, you see the southwest winds coming. I said, when did this become a thing?
Happen?
How did you do this? Was it on Amazon?
They are very weather aware.
Not easy. You point back, it shadows. You have to point to the side. She's got it all down.
That's amazing.
What's that of her extended forecast?
That's amazing.
So I've been looking ahead to that. All right, let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Just, you got to figure out who he is.
Yeah, so we have a shout out coming up after dead guy in the envelope. To Garfield Heights. No, I'm kidding. It's not Garfield Heights again.
Oh, come on.
216.
I screwed that up already.
343-1021. Good morning, EMCs. Who's got today's guest? I can't wait to hear this name. Coming up in 3 minutes. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We will be shouting out Justine here in a minute. She sent us a DM. It's a very, very important day to her. She's been important to EMC, so we have to give a shout out to her. But you start off the show.
What's your guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Right. Dead guy in the envelope is Sigmund Freud, because if you believe he's in the envelope, he is.
Oh, I love your rationale. It's not him.
Oh, that was a deep guess.
I know, deepest we've ever had.
That was very nice. All right, Justine, we're going to give you that shout out that's coming up next. So we'll give this shout out to Justine. She listens all the time. She's an EMC just like the rest of you. We love you. We appreciate that. Early morning crew listening to Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I also feel like this is the earliest ever.
I was going to say the same thing. Okay. May 21st. And Justine says today is the last day of school. She also mentions we go back to school the day after Labor Day. There are some trainings we have to do like Friday and then August 31st and September 1st, but they don't go back to school till after Labor Day. So that's pretty crazy. They get an early out and a late start.
Is there another school system that is done with their school year this week? Even if a lot of times the teachers have another week and they have, you know, they have other things to do, right? Like the last day of school. I mean, we have our last day of school is next week, and I thought it was early on a Thursday.
We are June 9th in Westlake.
That is late. It is summer.
And then next year, because we always get out late, and I feel like this is every year, because you'll tell me Menor's getting out, the kids are getting out of school,
right,
and we're always in for like another week or two. Next year, they have shifted it all. So we'll start a week early and end a week early. So we'll be more on track with what you guys do. However, my youngest son, Max, who's 12, is mad because that now will take a chunk of his summer away because it's a week earlier. They go back to school and they're still getting out June 9th this year.
Okay.
So the math won't help until
next
summer.
I get that part of it.
It's not working out for everyone.
I'm just curious. Anybody, maybe if it's even early next week, the schools that are either out early or maybe you are a June 7th, 8th. I mean, I'm not looking at the calendar. I don't know what day that is, but early to mid June, That's almost mid-June.
It is.
June 9th. 216-343-1021. And, of course, congratulations, Justine. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate that. Talking about last days of school at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Justine DM'd us, said she's done today. Out. Sticking the landing. Having mimosas.
And okay, doesn't even go back till after Labor Day. Yeah, she didn't say mimosas,
she
but hopefully she does.
Well, why not?
After school.
Have them tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, like a Friday mimosa day.
There you go.
The EMC mimosa
Much
day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that gathering at some point. We'll need a location.
That would be fun.
That would be amazing. Angie Christian, thank you for listening. North Ridgeville's last day was supposed to be today, but we had to use a calamity today, so we go back. So it ends tomorrow. We go back on August 20th.
They're going back early. Yeah. Isn't that about when Menor goes back? Right around August 20th? I feel like you always go back that
early.
Yeah,
I'd have to look. You're right. It is August. Oh, what is that date?
Yeah, and I feel like Westlake will be like the 19th.
It is around that time,
19th,
yeah.
Something like that,
yeah.
This year. So
there you go. So there are some more kiddos that are going back. That's last day is this week. I didn't think that was going to be the case.
It seems early.
Yeah. Justine and also Angie, we appreciate that. Thank you for the DMs. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Yesterday, we talked about the Netflix documentary, The Crash, that took place in Strongsville, where there's this girl going viral right now. She's sharing her experience because she was in prison with Mackenzie Shirilla. She shares what happened.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, that is Stevie on the socials. We want to hear that in 4 minutes.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Netflix released a documentary, The Crash, about Mackenzie Shirilla. It took place in Strongsville, and it's been everywhere. That show's like number one. People are talking about it, and this girl that was in prison with her name's Kat. She posted a video, has over 25 million views. It's been everywhere, and she shares kind of her take after she watched this documentary of what she thinks of how she was portrayed on the show versus how she was when she actually was in prison with her. So here's a little bit of what she was saying.
When I was in prison with her, it was at the beginning of her sentence. She thrived for fame even while I was in prison with her. She thought that she was going to be the princess of the prison. Mackenzie Shirilla did not walk around that prison yard with an ounce of remorse. Mackenzie Shirilla walked around prison thinking, how is she going to get in with the cool kids, which in prison, Mackenzie Shirilla did not relate to them at all. She's had to get harder. She doesn't even talk the same. The way that she talked in this documentary is not even how her voice sounds. When I was in there with Mackenzie, all she cared about was doing her makeup.
It's interesting because there are people now, because this Netflix documentary came out, there were two done before on her. And I just learned that yesterday because we were talking about The Crash. So, of course, I had to go and watch one of them last night.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Good call. I was thinking about doing that. Nice.
Because, again, I remember when Mackenzie was sentenced and we did the story and the three things you need to know here on the Jen and Tim Show. But now that I watched The Crash and I am just so heartbroken and I'm sorry it's so late for these families. I just didn't really know the whole story. I'm now just like paying attention to all this stuff surrounding it. It is just, I didn't realize what people were saying about the Netflix show compared to the original documentaries that came out. And if you don't know this, this is definitely something we should talk about next.
Okay. Yeah, let's get to that in 3 minutes. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite. Stevie on the socials continues.
We were talking about The Crash, the documentary about Mackenzie Shirilla and the case that happened in Strongsville just several years ago. And you had played audio of a girl that was in prison with her talking about how her personality was different in that prison than what they've portrayed, like on the Netflix show and stuff. I didn't realize that people were saying the Netflix show painted her not in a more positive light, but like it was like a lighter version of what she was.
Netflix show did?
That's what I, yeah. See, your reaction was mine too, because my takeaway was, wow, that was not the impression I got. I thought, even particularly when they left that clip in at the end when she was talking to her lawyer, I didn't think they were painting, and I'm using the wrong word, not a positive version of her, but I think they were saying, like, the comments I was reading yesterday online were, you have to watch these other documentaries because there's more information. The Netflix show left this out. They left that out. So I went last night and I watched, it's called Mean Girl Murders, okay. And they're each like singular episodes. And I believe this one was on Hulu. I'm sorry if that's wrong, but I mean, if you search it up, Mean Girl Murders, it's season 2, episode 7, and you do go through that and you do see more video of the crash. You do learn more about the case. Like they say in this documentary that she mapped that route, but days before the crash actually happened, which was a piece of the story that wasn't in the Netflix documentary. And then there's another show. They're saying Killer Cases. You have to watch season 4, episode 12 of that. And if anybody wants that information, message us and we can send it to you. And there's a whole scene in there where she talks in some gibberish language with her mom. Did you see this, Stevie?
No,
like a pig Latin or something, where she says to her mom, and it's a recorded phone call from prison, hey, can we just say I had a seizure or something? And I mean, you can hear this audio. It's crazy to hear them talk to each other like that. And it's just, there's other little bits and pieces of the story that I think people are saying Netflix left out.
Okay.
So
if you want to take even a deeper dive,
you
those
can
are
do
a couple.
It by watching those
and that was,
episodes.
And that was, how long was it? A one-off just like this?
These
was it an hour and a half?
Or? One-off episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mean Girl Murders and Killer Cases are two that, and they were covered both before the Netflix documentary. So.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. That's
well,
good.
Well, even this girl said that she was, that thought Netflix didn't make her seem.
Yeah. So there's a couple other things. Once again, if you have any questions, and I said it's great, Steve, on the socials. Clearly something happened here locally. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Thursday morning to you. It is 7:08. It is time to play around at Cleveland. How much do you make?
Yep, we want to know how much you make. Base salary. You don't have to tell us your name. You can remain anonymous, but we'll ask you what your job is and then a bunch of questions about it. And then we'll each take a guess to see who comes closest to your salary.
Trying to get within $5,000 of the base salary. It's tough to do.
We're not great at it.
I don't know who came up with that idea. It might have been a bad idea in this
that
game.
That was you.
That was definitely me.
That was definitely you.
But, you know.
But it's fun. We've learned about so many cool jobs through the process. And the questions we ask, not always relevant, but really fun.
A lot of people playing along, too. We love this. All right. Who wants to play around at Cleveland? How much do you make? We need a contestant. 216-343-1021. The game begins next. Let's play around at Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites? Let's start with, what is your job? What do you do?
I am a production planner.
A production planner for what type of production?
Bubble wrap, liner.
Also, what do you do?
I work on the computer, and I plan production on the floor.
Oh, so like the steps of how it's created or shipped or what?
Exactly. Oh. And all the items that are included in the production, I make sure everything's there before I set up the orders.
Do you play with bubble wrap all day?
I would.
No, but it is fun.
It is fun.
How long have you been doing this job?
25 years.
Wow.
Oh, well established in the production.
I am well established.
Yeah, so are you in a management role then? Are you overseeing other people?
No, I actually manage work centers, and I also do truck planning, too.
And is this something produced in Northeast Ohio?
Yes.
That's cool. Once again, job you never think about or know. That's great.
What type of training did you need to get this, John?
Some college and a lot of on-the-job training.
Mm-hmm.
Is it full-time?
Yes.
What's the worst part about your job?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Getting up in the morning. Yeah. That sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. That sounds a little familiar. What's the best part about your job?
The people, the company.
You agree with that, Tim, too?
I do.
The people?
I love the people I work with. Absolutely. All right, it's time to go around the room. Cleveland, how much do you make? We're going to try to guess your base salary within $5,000. I'll certainly play along. So we're going to go around the room. We're going to try to guess the base salary.
I'm going to guess $62,000 a year.
I was going to say $65,000, so I'll go with that.
Oh, nice. I will say $112,000.
Ooh.
Oh, I just have to be away from 62 and 65.
Well, yeah, of course.
So your base salary is what?
75.
There you go.
Stevie does it again. Always so close.
It is. Stevie dominates this game, and we love talking with you and learning about your job. Thanks for playing around at Cleveland. How much do you make?
Whoa,
we appreciate that.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you one more thing. I'm retiring today.
That is a big, big deal. What are the retirement plans?
Going on a Mediterranean cruise with my family and then volunteering.
That sounds fun.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. Enjoy every second of it.
I mean,
you're not
going to
work hard today, right?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
There should be cakes. There should be a lot going on with this.
Yes. Good company to work for.
Northfield Center is at 46 degrees. That's our Star City, and these are the three things you need to know today. The Cavs want to keep the energy going as Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals happens
tonight.
Like
part of the energy.
Well,
not like the last 8 minutes in an overtime energy.
Yes.
Like the majority of the game energy.
Well, they want to give you free food.
If they're up again, and I go to sleep, and they lose again, it's going to be a bad mood Friday. If they just get stomped, it's one thing. If they just win, it's one thing.
And I think a lot of people did that the other night, like you did. Yeah,
22 points, 8 minutes left, game over. It was not.
You just took the wind out of my sails. They're giving away free sandwiches today.
Wait, who? They are?
Yes.
Wait, how do you get one?
They're trying to get the energy going. La Bodega in Tremont from 12:30 to 1:30. The Cavs will purchase sandwiches for the first 216 fans. A special thank you to those who have been all that in a bag of chips.
You only get to eat 3/4 of it?
Oh, my God. No, I think you can have
I didn't see the story. I'm asking you for details.
No, I think you can eat the whole thing. That was really funny. Stephen Colbert will host the Late Show for the final time tonight, ending an 11-year run at CBS. So what's next? He is scripting a Lord of the Rings film for Warner Brothers along with his son, Peter. Starting tomorrow, CBS will air Comics Unleashed, a syndicated talk show in the time slot. And the Cleveland Orchestra returning to Kane Park this summer for a free outdoor concert. It will be on July 1st and feature classical favorites. Tickets are required and available through Kane Park. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.